There was but one method for obtaining this life energy, ritual human sacrifice. To obtain the victims, Tlacaelel said, according to one of Sahagún's contemporaries, the sun needed a marketplace where he could go with his army, that is, the army of the Triple Alliance, to buy victims, men for him to eat. And this will be a good thing, for it will be as if he had his maize cakes hot from the griddle, tortillas from a nearby place, hot and ready to eat, whenever he wishes them. Occasionally, the victims were slaves and criminals, but mainly they were prisoners of war. In this way, the sacred mission of the Triple Alliance became translated into a secular mission. To obtain prisoners to sacrifice for the sun, the Alliance had to take over the world. In Tlacaelel's scheme, imperial conquests were key to the moral combat against evil, explained Miguel Leon Portilla, a Mexican anthropologist who has devoted much of his career to analyzing Mexica thought. The survival of the universe depended on them. Human sacrifice is such a charged subject that its practice by the Triple Alliance has inevitably become shrouded in myths. Two are important here. The first is that human sacrifice was never practiced. The many post-conquest accounts of public death spectacles are all racist lies. It was indeed in the Spanish interest to exaggerate the extent of human sacrifice, because ending what Cortes called this most horrid and abominable custom became a post hoc rationale for conquest. But the many vividly depicted ceremonies in Mexica art and writing leave little doubt that it occurred, and on a large scale. Cortes may well have been correct when he estimated that sacrifice claimed 3,000 or 4,000 souls a year. The second myth is that the Triple Alliance was fundamentally different from Europe in its penchant for public slaughter. Criminals beheaded in Palermo, heretics burned alive in Toledo, assassins drawn and quartered in Paris. Europeans flocked to every form of painful death imaginable, free entertainment that drew huge crowds. London, the historian Fernand Braudel tells us, held public executions 8 times a year at Tyburn, just north of Hyde Park. The diplomat Samuel Pepys paid a shilling for a good view of a Tyburn hanging in 1664. Watching the victim beg for mercy was a crowd of at least 12,000 or 14,000 people. In most, if not all, European nations, the bodies were impaled on city walls and strung along highways as warnings. The corpses dangling from trees, whose distant silhouettes stand out against the sky in so many old paintings, are merely a realistic detail, Braudel observed. They were part of the landscape. Between 1530 and 1630, England executed 75,000 people. At the time, its population was about 3 million, perhaps a tenth that of the Mexica Empire. Arithmetic suggests that if England had been the size of the Triple Alliance, it would have executed, on average, about 7,500 people per year, roughly twice the number Cortes estimated for the empire. France and Spain were still more bloodthirsty than England, according to Braudel.